This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 16th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on our agenda are the draft legislative recommendations for 2011. Mr. Pugh, our Director of Congressional and Intergovernmental Affairs, will present when he's ready.
Thank you. The draft legislative recommendations for 2011 before you today are the result of a process that we started in January and reflect input from all the commissioners and from staff throughout the agency. The four recommendations in the draft received the unanimous support of the commissioners as priorities for this year's legislative recommendations. The four recommendations are electronic filing of Senate reports, fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority, conversion of campaign funds, and pay levels for the staff director and general counsel. I'd like to thank the commissioners and all the agency staff for their contributions to this year's recommendations, including particularly Patricia Young, Debbie Ciccona, and the OGC team who worked on the drafts, especially Jessica Selenkoff and Amy Rothstein. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pugh. Their discussion on the legislative recommendations. Commissioner Walther.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I had something go on blue in which I support the recommendations already, but I would like to have the Commission consider retaining a recommendation to provide a basis for us to have a senior executive service program for our agency. We did vote for this at the last time around, and it did not stay on this list. I guess by the way we counted the votes in the ballot, but I'm asking the commission to consider doing that. This is something we've debated since I've been here, which is not as long, of course, as Commissioner Weintraub, but it does provide for positions, and I think there's 16 in our agency to obtain a status that can afford them some benefits both within the government and I think without as well. And I think it can, so I think it's very beneficial for our staff to have that opportunity if they want to take advantage of it. And certainly it's good for us because it involves more training, it involves more emphasis on management. There are really not a great deal of compensation differences now between the SLs and the S, as I understand it. But there are some benefits, and it's seen as a status of people who have the capability to engage in management, especially in government. I think it's also good for us as we go forward and look for new hires that we can draw upon this pool, where now the people who are in the SES category, and we're told, are not inclined to take a position that doesn't retain allow them the same SES position. And although we can argue the fact that maybe they have equal compensation, some people, I understand, consider it really a step down to do that. So I think this is an opportunity for the agency to again, step up and do the best we can to allow our people to attain the status that they want to. It'll be an option available. It gives us the option to seek employment from people in the future for vacancies from that category with greater ease. And I would point out that the administration has also indicated an interest in taking steps to focus on this as well as other things as an initiative to improve that as well. And I've attached a copy of that to the memorandum that went blue on that. So I'm going to ask, and I can move now to not only approve the recommendation previously, but also to add that as well.
Okay. Procedurally, I think it would be appropriate to have a vote on your motion to approve, which I would assume would be to approve 1116A, and then if it were to be adopted, it would be could be incorporated into 1116 as it move forward to be sent out to Congress. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vice Chair Hunter.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm happy to support your proposal, Commissioner Walther, for some of the reasons that you stated and also because of the last sentence in the amendment, which states that doing this will not require an increase in the commission's appropriation request.
Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have supported this proposal in the past. I'm happy to support it again. I'm happy to see that it actually looks like it will get support. So good job, Commissioner Walther. Just for the benefit of anybody who cares, Mr. Pugh prepares for us a lengthy list of possible proposals that basically we have our own little election. We vote on these proposals, and he takes the ones that, as he said, are unanimously supported. And a number of years ago, we made the decision that we weren't going to submit a million legislative recommendations to Congress because that never seemed to get us anywhere, that maybe if we focused in on a few key ones that we thought were most important, we might have better success. I also think it's important that we retain and attract the most competent, most skilled staff that we possibly can to perform the important work in the service of the mission of this agency. So I appreciate Commissioner Walther's efforts not to let this one die, and I'm happy to support the motion.
Is there further discussion on the motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 6-0. Is there another motion?
I move to approve the legislative recommendations and agenda document 11-16 as amended by the previous motion.
Any discussion on this motion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 The motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Pugh.
Thank you.
Mr. Palmer, are there any management and administrative matters for the commission today?
Madam Chair, there are none.
Thank you very much. That concludes our agenda for today. We are adjourned.